All right, we understand last night here on The Ticket, we had another Norm and Mary travel show. Mm-hmm. And I missed this. Did you get to hear any of it?
I heard just a little bit of it, yeah.
All right, well, for those who missed it, we thought we would replay part of it this morning because they always have some great travel tips.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the Norm and Mary travel show, which aired last night.
Hey, great. Welcome back to the Norm and Mary travel show, or as we call it, Canes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Can we please change the name of the show?
To what?
Something without your name on it?
Great. Okay, Norm and Mayor Bear here.
I hate that nickname.
And Mayor Bear...
still hate it.
We just love to travel together.
I agree that you feel that way.
And we're such experienced travelers that we came up with an idea. What if we came up with a show in which we, speaking of me and Mayor, take the knowledge that we have about travel, okay, and we take that knowledge, and then we pass it along to other people who may be listening.
We get it. People who are interested in travel, yes. Let's keep it moving.
Who might not be as experienced, and perhaps you're wanting little travel tips.
Oh, please quit doing the slow down under the pretense of thoughtful word selection. Just talk.
Persons who are interested in travel. Okay, man. All right. Hey. Let's jump straight into our travel tips. You want to start first, baby knockers? You want
to? What did you call me?
nothing, baby knockers. Just go ahead, sweetie.
Okay. One thing I've learned is useful is flexible departure dates. If you search within a 3 to 5 day bumper on each side of your departure days, you can often save up to 80%.
What an amazing tip that is. That's just an amazing note. Now, what I thought we'd do here, Mayor, is now that you have given a tip, I will then go ahead and give a tip. But in no way does that mean that you're done giving tips, right? Okay? So, because then we'll go back to you after I give my tips. So, but that means I'm not done with my tips either, because what would you...
Yeah, we're alternating. We get it.
Yeah, because so then I would go after your second tip, and then I would give my second
tip. Oh, my God, get on with it. Please okay. Stop explaining.
Hey, great. So, show suggestion there, Mayor. Okay, my first tip. If there's a destination that you have decided upon, let's say, but it just seems... I don't mean this in a bad way, but it just seems like it's too far to drive there, then go to website and check on something called flights, okay? Many airlines offer flights to destinations, all right? So now if you take advantage of those flights, you can get to your destination so much quicker.
Speechless. I mean, an amazing
so
tip,
much
Hitches.
Quicker. Thank you, sweet britches.
Please don't call me that. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Okay, my second tip. Don't feel like you need to sit with your spouse on the airplane. The way I see it, you're going to spend a lot of time together on vacation, unfortunately. So why ruin your plane ride by sitting next to someone listening to boring gambling stories and irrelevant sports tips?
Oh, great tip there, Sugar Lips.
Gross.
Okay, my tip number two. If you want to book a flight,
God.
And I should say by flight, I mean on an airplane.
People know what a flight is.
Okay, it's best to check on the availability of those flights, and Mike Soroy found a great internet to check on flights. Go to HTTP, and then colon, and then there's like a tilting line, yeah. And then there's like another tilting line there, and then it says www. I think there's three W's. Maybe there's two. Let me count.
There's three.
Okay. www, and then period, and then the word Southwest. That's SOUTH.
Oh, my gosh.
WEST. Then you put a period after that, but that's not the end of the sentence, because then I want you to add to that sentence the word calm. And that's C-O-M.
Can I please give my last tip and give out of here?
Yeah, we still got 2 hours left, sweetie.
Okay, so tip three. Make sure your spouse has filled out a will before you head to your destination. Also, think about traveling to destinations where there's not a mandatory investigation for deaths from perceived natural causes. That just slows up your return.
Ruff, oh, fantastic tip. Well, I love you, honey pants. Just love you. Okay, my third tip. On many planes, there are, up above the seats... They're kind of like a closet, really.
Overhead bins, Norm.
It's like, and these closets that they have above the seat, they have enough room there to put your clothes in them. So, and I'm talking about your clothes for the trip that you're going on. Now, there are no hangers in there. So you just have to take them out of your suitcase and leave them folded in there.
I don't understand why that's funny. Why do you laugh at all times?
Anyway, baby. All right, now coming up next. And it's like Mayor always says, travel is fun. It's a great Mayor slogan.
Kill me.
Yeah, okay. Now coming up next, I'll tell you, if you need to travel, if you need a car in the place that you're going, there's something called a rent-a-car, and we're going to explain this one more time because people didn't get it last time. So stay with us. Stay with me. Stay with me, Mayor, on planes,
trains, and automobiles.
Yay.
I guess it went well.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't hear that part of the show last night.
Norm sounded like he was enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about old Mayor Bear.